This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Employees facing layoff when the region of Queens closes its recycling depot may still have a job with the municipality. The region announced this week that it would close its materials recovery facility on December 1st in response to new regulations from the Nova Scotia government. The province is shifting the responsibility for sorting plastics and other packaging to the companies that produce it. That means municipalities won't need their own sorting facilities anymore. In Queens, that will affect 8 unionized employees. Willa Thorpe is the region's chief administrative officer. She told QCCR on Thursday that the municipality will try to find other jobs for those workers.
So if there's an opportunity through current vacancies here in the organization where we have the opportunity to train folks and have them shift to a different position, we'll do that.
Unionized employees at the Region of Queens Waste Management Facility are represented by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Local 1928 signed a new contract with the region after a week-long strike in January. Thorpe said the agreement requires 5 days notice of any ceasing of operation or service that will affect jobs. She said managers wanted to give the affected employees more notice, so they met with workers and their local union representative as soon as council decided to close the facility.
We think it's important that our employees know exactly what's going on, their livelihood may be impacted, and so rather than follow the basics of the collective agreement, we think we hold ourselves to a higher standard. So we actually met with staff a few hours after meeting with council, so the same day as opposed to waiting, so that those employees can be confident they know exactly what's going on.
Thorpe said workers will continue to be employed until at least December 1st. She said the collective agreement also does not provide for severance pay, but she said the region is actively working on providing some severance to those employees. She didn't have details yet on what that package might be. Jim Sponigal, the business manager for IBEW, told QCCR earlier this week that relations between the union and the region have not improved since the strike. Thorpe said that's incorrect.
I would disagree with that statement based on, like you say, I'm the newest face in the organization. Based on the conversations that I've heard of since the labor action, the relations have improved.
Nothing will change for residents in how garbage and recyclables are collected, and the municipality's solid waste facility will remain open. A company called Circular Materials will be taking over the sorting of recyclables from the region. That's an organization formed by large corporations like McDonald's, Nestle Canada, and PepsiCo. Thorpe said municipalities are still working out details of the agreement with Circular Materials.
And so what the specific impacts are to municipalities, we're still determining where sort of the dust will settle. But the idea is that the producer would bear the lion's share of the cost.
Thorpe said officials with the region plan to meet with affected employees again next week. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.